This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans' life expectancy has rebounded after declines during the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The average life expectancy in Colorado was nearly 81 years in 2019. When COVID-19 hit, it caused more than 15,000 Colorado deaths and dropped life expectancy by around 3 years. Since 2021, it's risen almost back to pre-pandemic levels. Here's Denver Health Dr. Anuj Mehta.
We know that COVID deaths are way down. That's a sign of how well the vaccines have worked and the fact that most people have had COVID at some point.
The drop in life expectancy during the pandemic was the largest since World War II. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An increase to the sales tax in Pueblo may be heading to voters. CPR's Dan Boyce says the city council took up the issue this week.
The city council and city staff are proposing an increase of 1% to the base sales tax rate. It's been at 3% for more than 50 years. Pueblo officials say slower consumer spending has led to a budget shortfall, and a sales tax increase is needed to plug the gap. The council will have a final vote in August on whether to send the measure to voters in November for them to decide. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Trustees with the town of Palmer Lake are considering an agreement with Texas-based Buc-ee's that would set the ground rules for a new travel plaza on top of Monument Hill along I-25. That's if an annexation proposal moves forward. The company wants Palmer Lake to annex the land where it plans to build a 74,000-square-foot store. Buc-ee's would pay for road and infrastructure upgrades, but would receive a third of the local sales tax generated at the site. The terms of the annexation agreement could come to a vote at the end of August. Thunderstorms possible this afternoon along the Front Range, around Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.